Under the peace accord signed by the Masiria and Ngok Dinka at the Joint Traditional Leaders Peace Conference, representatives of the two communities reiterated their commitment to achieving lasting peace in Abyei. The traditional leaders committed to advocating for intercommunal dialogue and promoting the protection of women and children as well as property. UNISPA spokesperson Daniel Adekera says the UN mission will work with the governments of Sudan and South Sudan to find solution to issues not resolved during the conference, saying the two communities have shown a willingness to peacefully coexist.
The traditional leaders agreed to advocate for intercommunity dialogue that promotes the protection of civilians, particularly women and children, property and livestock. They agreed also that they will be the tool for fostering peace. They also agreed to support initiatives at the government level towards resolving the Abyei issue and to meet regularly in the quest for peace.
The Ngok Dinka Paramount Chief, Bulabek Deng Kwal, who signed the agreement on behalf of the Ngok Dinka, says he will make sure his community adheres to the peace protocols.
We have agreed with the Masiria to stop hostilities and attacking one another. On my side, I will make sure that there are no people attacking the Masiria. We also hope that the Masiria leaders convince their people not to attack our people. We are committed to peace, and that is why we signed the document.
Chief Kwal called on UNISPA to fully implement its mandate and protect civilians in Abyei. Kwal says UNISPA should continue to facilitate more dialogue between the two communities, noting that signing another agreement does not alone solve the problem of intercommunal violence.
We told UNISPA that this document that has been signed is not enough. There are others back home there who don't know about it and may violate it. So we urge the UN to continue bringing the community leaders together for talks so that there is real peace in Abyei. A lot of innocent people have been killed and we want this to stop.
The paramount chief of the Masiria community, Mukhtar Babo Nimir, welcomed the agreement, but says he has yet to receive details from the Masiria delegations, which attended the peace conference on his behalf. Nimir says his side will adhere to the agreed-to protocols.
I did not go to Uganda, and those who went had not reported to me, but the Masiria are for the peace. We are committed so that there is peaceful coexistence between the Masiria and Dinka Ngok.
Adreka says UNISPA will continue to ensure peace in the Abyei box while protecting communities and engage the Sudan and South Sudan governments on issues raised at the conference, including reaching a final status for the disputed Abyei region. The Joint Traditional Leaders Peace Conference, which was organized by UNISPA, brought together 30 leaders from the Masiria and Ngok Dinka communities in Abyei to find sustainable solutions to peaceful coexistence. Violence has intensified in the region in recent months, despite the presence of UN peacekeeping forces in the area. Abyei authorities say more than 40 civilians, including women and children, have been killed and many others injured in separate attacks after suspected armed Masiria Arab nomads from the neighboring Sudan invaded the area last month. Abyei straddles Sudan and South Sudan's borders. Fighting erupted in the area in 2011. Khartoum and Juba agreed to allow a neutral peacekeeping mission to foster security in the area until a political solution was reached. UNISPA monitors the border area between the north and the south and is authorized to use force in protecting civilians and humanitarian workers. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Juba.